Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. So happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I know I shall see in His beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child.
We thank You, O God. We worship You, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship You, Lord. Oh, we thank You, O God. We thank You for ever redeeming us. Hallelujah. We worship You, Lord. Praise You, dear Jesus. You are so wonderful, Lord. Oh, we thank You, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship the Lamb. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Oh, God, we praise You. We will exalt You. Oh, God. We'll give You the glory and praise to Your name. Hallelujah. Jesus, our King, we worship You. Thank You, dear Jesus. Thank You, Lord God. Oh, God, we worship You. Jesus, our King. Oh, God, we thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, God. Oh, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. For saving my soul. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord, for making me whole. Oh, thank God. Thank You, Lord, for giving to me. you're redeemed. And if that song is so true, let's just toss off the habit of singing it and pull it up from our hearts and say, thank you, Lord. You know, there's so many out there that don't see it yet, don't get it, you know, don't know it. The gospel is just another platform to them. But somehow or other, we got it. Somehow or other, Jesus took the veil off our minds and the light of the Holy Spirit awakened us. Folks, we're privileged. And when I look at those who are perishing and pray for them and we long for them and we want to reach out for them, the more I do reach out for them, the more I have to raise my hands and say, thank you, Lord, for ever saving me. Thank you that you ever got that truth across to me. Tonight we celebrate that. So I'm going to ask you to join me from the fullness of your heart in singing that. And then, you know, let's just offer up an offering of sacrifice, of thanksgiving, the sacrifice of our lips. It's the only offering we've left to give, Hebrews tells us. The sacrifice of our lips in praise to Him, in thanksgiving to Jesus Christ for all He purchased for us. Come on, let's sing it with all our heart.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation, so full and free.
Oh, we thank you, Lord. We're grateful. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, our great God, we thank you, Lord, that you ever bought us, you ever won us, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is our God. We worship you, oh God. We praise you, hallelujah. We give you the sacrifice of our lips for all that you've done. Lord, that you ever got a hold of us, we thank you, oh God. You ever purchased us, we are so grateful, our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear Jesus. We thank you, oh God. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, oh God. We honor you. We acknowledge your majesty in our midst, oh God. Praise you, dear Jesus. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb who was slain, oh God. Praise his mighty name. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment. And, oh, hallelujah, yes, has made. God, we worship you, Lord. praise you, dear God. We praise you, dear Jesus. Oh, wonderful, wonderful Jesus. You are so glorious, King of kings and Lord of lords. Praise you, Lord. God, we worship you, Lord. Thank you, dear Jesus. Praise you, dear Jacob. In the presence of Jesus Nazarene, and I wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear God. Glorious Lamb. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise his mighty name. We worship you, dear Jesus. Wonderful Lord. Thank you, dear Jesus. Oh, God. Glory. You are worthy. You are worthy, O Lamb. You are worthy, O God. We thank you, dear Jesus. Praise your mighty name. Thank you, dear God. Hallelujah. Glorious King, we praise you. We thank you, dear Jesus. Shall we be seated? Thank you, Lord. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all. Precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Worthy. you, O God. Worthy is thy name, worthy, O Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. O God, we praise you, we exalt you. We thank you, Lord God. With all the angels, with all of heaven, we proclaim how great you are. We declare, we decree that you are the Lord, the King of kings. Praise his mighty name. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Oh, we thank you, dear Jesus. We will praise you. We will worship you, oh God. Jesus, we praise you. We're so thankful tonight. Thank you, dear God. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful Savior. Thank you, dear Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise his might. Jesus, worthy is the Lamb. Glory to God. Glory to God. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Perhaps someone wants to give God the glory tonight. Thank the Lord for the cross. I want to give you that opportunity. So feel free, please. If your heart is palpitating, you're one of the redeemed. And you know, you just got to say it. You got to stand up and declare it, decree, mention how wonderful Jesus is. Feel free right now. Maybe that's you over here or over there. But just obey the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, dear Lord. Wonderful. Well, shall we sing before we pray for the counselors? Satisfied. I think started the chorus before. It's 400. If you find it before me, help me. 445. Thank you. Praise you, dear Lord. We worship the Lord.
All my life long I had panted for a draught from some cool spring that I hoped would quench the burning of the thirst I felt within. Hallelujah, I have found him whom I so thank you so long has craved. Jesus satisfies my longing. Through his blood I now am saved.
All the ladies on that second.
Hallelujah, I have found him whom my soul.
you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, dear Jesus. Oh, we worship you. Thank you, dear God. Praise you, dear Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, I have found him, whom my soul so long has craved. And I just want to mention to you, counselors, and small exhortation, that as we sang this, the Lord put on my heart, that as you take up your charge, there's only one thing that these kids are going to really sense. You've heard the phrase, more felt than telt. Doesn't mean you shouldn't telt. But you know what they're going to feel? They're going to feel, hallelujah, I have found him. If that's so in every one of your hearts, then that's what they're going to know. That you have someone in your life that you treasure greatly. And then the Bible lessons, and then in the times of worship, and then in the times of even play, they're going to know that you have ringing in your heart, hallelujah, I have found him. Whom my soul, you don't always have to say it. You know, they know it. Who you truly love. What's number one in our life. What means everything. I'll tell you the truth. You can use 100 words to describe how much you love Jesus. Just let me just hang around with you. And that tells it, you know. And I don't care about your personality. You could be silly or very serious, pensive or studious. It doesn't matter personality. Well, the thing is that they're going to know we love Jesus, right? So I wanted to, as we were singing this, I thought to encourage you. Your best weapon is to just love Jesus with these kids. And what a charge that is. I'm not your head counselor, so I don't want to go too far. And I'm sure Sister Janet, well, I'm sure you already gave them it. But I said to somebody, I said, boy, I was speaking to somebody on the porch. I was speaking with a lot of people. But, you know, I said, my wife and I, we did the cottage for years. I was a head counselor for 4 years. And then they fired me. No, things got changed. I think I got married. And but then my wife and I moved to the cottage, and we did that for several years. I was saying, boy, I'd love to go back to the cottage. And then I had one of those miracle moments where you're like, because it's a lot of work. It is a lot of work, but I recall the rewarding experience of these children sensing Jesus Christ. I've seen, and my wife and I, we never went to that cottage to be babysitters or just to do, you know, that's what you do. We always felt the charge very seriously. And I know you counselors do too. So we're going to pray seriously for you. We're going to pray that the Holy Ghost works. And I know how the mundane gets. You know, we don't lose Jesus in the tough days in the cottage or the village. We don't lose Jesus in the high meetings. We lose Jesus in the schedule. You know? We're doing this again. Today we got to take him to the boat. That's where we lose Jesus. But that's where they need to see Jesus most. Amen? So I'm going to ask all the counselors, the cottage counselors, the village counselors, to please stand. And we don't have a ton of guests, but we do have. But all of us staff are going to pray for you. So if you can, I guess that you better stay there. Come to think of it, I used to love it, except for the heat exhaustion. I used to love when the counselors just gathered together and we encircled them. Not going to do that, but in faith we are. Okay? And just believe the Holy Spirit. Steph, now I'm going to talk to you. I'm just not into just doing things because it's on the paper. You know, I didn't get into it for that. I don't do communion because we do communion once a month. I don't pray for people just because that's what we do and it's a time filler. So I want to ask us, can we truly pray that this period is over the top, and the Holy Ghost just works beyond what we could even imagine. Why not? Why shouldn't we hear tales of glory that God did down in that village? And we have. But we need to pray and believe. So I'm going to ask you to just join me right now, and let's just come before the Lord for every one of these counselors. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Come to them. Meet them. Holy Spirit, equip them. Lord God, we pray, Lord Jesus. We call on the name of the Lord. We call on the name of the Lord, our God. Oh, Father, it's in the name of Jesus that we pray for these counselors. Lord, they've got quite a job ahead of them. And Lord, it can be just a job, or it can be a Holy Ghost job. And we pray that it will be, Lord, a job where they just feel the Holy Spirit strengthening them. We ask this, number one. Father, we pray that every day that they have these children, they'll feel the faith. They'll feel faith. Why, the one who is the author and finisher of our faith will be the one that reminds them every day, God, I believe. If things are going great, I believe. If things are going hard, I believe. If they're stuck in the mundane, it's just another scheduled out, they'll have faith. God, you're going to meet these girls. Impart that into them, Lord. We pray, Holy Spirit, it will be something that you yourself have incorporated into each one of these counselors. We pray that, oh God. We ask, Lord Jesus, that not only faith, but God, that the presence of Christ will be in each of these temples in a mighty way, in a new way. Refresh them daily. Lord, fill these temples anew daily. Let them go after you, Lord, with all their hearts. Let them seek you with all their hearts. Lord, we pray that you'll be a priority in each counselor's daily routine. That Jesus will be a priority. God, we know how busy it gets. God, we know that we know some days it's just the things you need to do and get done. But we're asking, Holy Spirit, that you'll just raise up a reminder daily that in each one of these counselors, why, I need Jesus today. I need to seek you, Lord. These children need you, and Lord, I need you. Lord, we pray, God, that you will make them readable epistles. That they, Lord, will be, God, thank you for each one and the personality you gave them. And it's blessed and it's gifted, and Lord, it's who they are and who you created them. But we pray that through their personalities, there'll be an epistle that is quite readable. That each one of these children, Lord, whether it's in the cottage with these young ones, that they'll just say, why, I see Jesus in this counselor. And Lord, in their words, their actions, we pray this. Lord, they need your help. They need your strength, Holy Spirit, tonight. And Lord, we just believe you to do this. Meet them, Lord. Anoint them afresh. Oh God, we ask this, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask some of the other staff members, will you pray as well? You know, join me. If you're not afraid to pray out, then pray out and help me. Come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Do, dear God. Yes, Lord. Anoint, equip, strengthen, dear Jesus. We believe you to do this, oh God. Come to each one of these counselors, Lord God. Come to Sister Janet. Come to them, Lord God. Come to these in the cottage. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Tom, come on. Pray with me. Dear God. Yes, dear Jesus.
Lord, we thank you that you are our trustee.
Yes.
You supply all our needs according to your riches and glory.
Yes, dear.
Oh God, and we want to draw from the wealth of your supply,
yes,
oh
dear.
God. You are able to do exceeding abundantly above.
Yes,
all
you are.
That we ask or think, and we
yes,
pray,
dear.
Father,
dear,
in
dear.
Jesus' name, impart
yes,
to these servants
Jesus.
Of yours your Holy Spirit to strengthen them with
yes,
might
God.
By thy Spirit
yes,
in their inner man, that you would dwell in them to be
yes,
their all
Lord.
In all, and to be able to
yes,
reach
Lord.
These
dear,
children,
dear
to be
God.
Able to shine
yes,
brightly
Lord.
Before them, to be a savoring salt of the earth, O God. Come mightily, O God. Bless each and every one. Be each and everyone's equipment, O God. O Jesus, fill us anew. Fill them anew and afresh with your holy anointing. The oil of joy, O God. God, fill them with them. Rejoice in you, the God of their salvation, and with joy draw water from the wells of salvation, O God. Bless my God. Keep them well, we pray. Give them strength as their day, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, dear Jesus. Yes, dear God. Amen. Bless them. Quick. We're believing, Lord. We're believing you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear Jesus.
Fresh anointing, a fresh anointing. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. For I need a new
Yes, they do. God, they do. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, dear Jesus.
We pray, dear Jesus, that you surround them with your presence.
Yes, Lord. Yes, dear Jesus.
Yes,
dear God.
Surround them with your peace.
Yes, Lord.
Surround them with your love. It's important to know, Lord, every one of them, that you are in charge, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let your love flow through them to their children, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
To everyone that is in contact with them, Lord.
Yes, dear Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Do, dear God. Yes, dear God. Surround them. We pray you will. In Jesus' name. In Jesus'
God,
mighty name.
God, we specifically pray for our sister Aloma,
Lord.
Sister Valerie, and our sister
John.
Janet,
as
head counselors of the cottage in the village.
Amen.
Lord, who are in charge of leading the worship, teaching the Word of God, Lord, administering, God, in every meeting, we pray that you'll bless them, strengthen them,
Lord.
Oh God.
Yes,
Lord, may the Holy Ghost be their portion day by day.
Yes, dear
and
Jesus.
As we heard this moment, moment by moment, oh God, help them to keep looking
Jesus.
Up. Help them to expect, oh God, from your hand. Lord, minister to them as they minister to these children, to
Lord.
These young people.
Yes,
God, every
God.
Age, Lord, may these children, Lord, from
Jesus.
The youngest to the oldest, may every one of them feel
Lord.
God through these counselors.
Yes, dear Jesus.
May they know that they are loved,
Lord.
Genuinely loved by God because of the love shown to these counselors.
Amen.
Lord,
Amen.
We pray
yes,
that you'll win them into the kingdom.
Yes, dear Jesus.
It shall be a different period, better
Amen.
Than Janet or Valerie or Aloma expected.
Yes, help
Lord,
us
it's our faith.
Strength
and we believe it, oh God.
Yes,
encourage
God.
Their hearts day by day. Strengthen them, help them. God, we just pray that the windows of heaven will be open every day.
Every
for them.
Day. Yes.
In
Lord.
Thy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, dear Jesus. We pray this all, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Faith in God can move a mighty mountain. Faith in God can calm a troubled sea. Faith can make the desert like a fountain. Faith will bring the pray for our staff now. You people who labor, how many are here for until next Saturday, staff-wise? Raise your hand nice and high, be proud. How many are here for another 2 weeks? Are here for
another 2 weeks? Any for 3 weeks or a month? I didn't ask forever, Sister Letha and Sister Elsie. It's true. You know, we're going to pray for the staff in a minute. But thank the Lord. You know, this camp is particularly blessed because these counselors who come and you young people who, well, I shouldn't say you all, because some of there's old people too, who work on staff, give of your time to serve Jesus, to serve the Lord. And your incentive is Jesus Christ. That's awesome. And me and the guests are going to applaud you. So we do thank God for that. So I'm going to ask all the staff to stand. And we're going to pray for you that God will continue to strengthen you. We know that you work hard, faithfully. We know that we know not everything goes your way. Some days are tough, but always remember, you're doing it for Christ. May not always seem that way, but you are doing it for Christ. So, Father, we want to pray. Will you join me, counselors and guests? Let's take faith for these. The nurse. I don't want to leave any of the different portions of this camp out. All of these labor for the Lord, and we want to lift you up before the Lord. Oh, Lord God, you know, we thank you, Father, for these servants of yours, willing to serve, willing to give of themselves. Lord, we pray for them. Each department, Lord, we ask that you yourself will just cause them daily to feel the strength of this knowledge. I'm serving you, Jesus. What strength there is in that. We pray, God, that the Holy Spirit will give them daily their portion. Yes. Lift up their heads. Lift up the hands that may hang down. Encourage their hearts. We pray, O God, that the presence of the Lord will be felt in every department. And Lord, whether it's a busy day or whether it's a busier day, that Jesus will be acknowledged. So come to each of these. Come to this staff. Lord, we pray that your great, great, great Holy Spirit will rule and reign in each one of them. We just thank you for them. Bless them, O Father. Lay your own hand right now on their heads. And quicken those, Lord, who are weary and maybe weary in well-doing. Bless them and meet them and keep them. We trust you to do this, our gracious Lord. And we ask, God, for those who are here 1 week, they'll have enough strength for this week, that you'll supply every need for this week. For those who are here for 2 weeks, Lord God, those that are here for the whole summer, we lift them up before you. Strengthen them, Lord. Oh, God, meet them where they are. We pray, Lord, when they're weary physically, God, that you'll move supernaturally to strengthen them. Give them time for strength and time to get aside. We believe you to do this. And we ask this, Father, for these. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And we want to pray, Father, for all the campers who will be coming up. We do earnestly ask God, prepare their hearts. Lord, we do believe you just don't bring anyone here, that you have appointed their time here. And so we trust, God, that you'll work in them mightily, help them. God, those cottagers, those villagers, we pray, Lord, and the guests that come, that Jesus will meet them. Come to our Sister Betty and my mom while they're here. Meet them, Lord. God, fulfill your purpose in them, we pray. And we ask this, Lord, in Jesus' conquering name. Amen. Amen.